Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, March 15th. Telluride students joined schools across the nation in walking out of classes yesterday to protest gun violence in schools and demand new gun laws. KOTO's Kara Pallone has this story.
We've had enough, we matter, and we're going to make a difference. This was the powerful message relayed Wednesday morning when, at 10 sharp, the doors to Telluride High School swung open and students flooded into the parking lot, some carrying signs that read, "Fear has no place in our school. Protect people, not guns. Books, not bullets. And enough is enough."
Gun laws need to change, and we need to make a difference because the adults that we're entrusting with this aren't doing anything.
That's 14-year-old Hutton Hine, who was just one student who joined the national school walkout to demand new gun laws. Thousands of schools across the country participated in the protest, which took place on the one-month anniversary of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, that left 17 people dead. Wednesday's walkout lasted 17 minutes, 1 minute for each victim. 15-year-old Chloe Plummer says she feels like she's living in a time when it's up to the youths of America to make a change. If given the opportunity to talk with someone in power about gun laws, she would have this to say.
These could be your kids, and you never know, and you can never be too safe unless we actually regulate guns and we actually do something that's going to impact it. I don't care if you're getting money from the NRA. Aren't lives more important than the $3.8 billion you're getting?
Plummer says the walkout will not be enough. It will require more from students, individually and collectively, to effect change.
Part of me is definitely interested in looking more into political science and actually getting somewhere where I can, like, be a voice and actually impact this. And I honestly think that doing more movements is going to be the only thing that's going to get everyone's attention, to know that everyone is fed up and pissed off with how things are going so far.
Most students interviewed at the walkout said they do feel safe at school, but they also pointed to the Columbine-style threat made against Telluride High School this past November. 15-year-old Lola Sembrat says during that time, she did not feel safe, and that needs to change.
You should always feel safe at school. You shouldn't have to go to school in fear, thinking that today might be the day that you die, or today might be, like, you know, that you might have a school shooting. And I don't feel like anybody should have to go through that. You should have to go to school feeling safe, getting an education.
While school board members, teachers, and faculty comprised most of the adults at the walkout, one couple from Mountain Village had no affiliation to the school but wanted to show their support for students.
Well, I hope that these young folks, as they become voting age citizens, will go to the polls and exercise their constitutional right to put us back on a better track. And, you know, I'm from a generation where we spoke out against what we thought was society not going in the right direction, and I'm just glad to see the young generation also stepping forward like they are.
Toward the end of the 17 minutes, the students held a moment of silence for the victims of the Parkland shooting before filing peacefully back into the school.
One of the biggest lakes in the Southwest is shrinking. Southern California's Salton Sea is home to many fish and bird species and is sustained by Colorado River water that's drained through nearby farms. But, as Luke Runyon reports, the lake is also an unfolding ecological crisis, with implications throughout the Colorado River watershed.
Jessica LaVecchio is pointing down to the Salton Sea and its thousands of acres of dry, dusty shoreline from the top of a jagged hillside. She's in charge of air quality projects for the Imperial Irrigation District.
This is our surface roughening and vegetation enhancement project.
The IID is the single largest user on the Colorado River. It delivers water to farms that grow the majority of the country's winter vegetables, including lettuce and broccoli. But LaVecchio's crews are doing a different kind of farming. They're plowing up the ever-expanding beach.
So any dust that is being picked up off the surface right here hopefully will fall into a furrow.
The dust is so bad it's killed crops and aggravated asthma for residents of this valley, not far from Palm Springs. But what makes the situation so mind-boggling is the Salton Sea shouldn't even be here. An engineering mishap more than 100 years ago caused the Colorado River to spill into this desert basin.
This Salton Sea serves two purposes. It's become a man-made ecological treasure as well as become a man-made ecological problem.
That's Luis Olmedo. He's the director of the nonprofit Comité Cívico del Valle. It was founded by local farm workers about 30 years ago with a focus on environmental justice. And lately, air quality.
Every inch of water that is removed from this sea is exposing a hazardous waste landfill. That is a big threat to our community.
Today, the Salton Sea is almost twice as salty as the Pacific Ocean, and it's getting saltier. As a result, some fish species have vanished, starving the migratory birds that stop here. So how did things get so bad? Well, Michael Cohen says the lake's decline can be traced back to an agreement between the San Diego County Water Authority and the Imperial Irrigation District. Cohen is a senior researcher with the Pacific Institute, a water think tank.
Back in 2002, 2003, there was an understanding that taking water from IID meant as IID becomes more efficient, less water flows to the Salton Sea.
The district is selling more and more water to San Diego in exchange for irrigation upgrades for its farmers. So essentially, water that was keeping the lake full is being redirected toward bathroom faucets.
Which means the Salton Sea shrinks, which is exactly what we're seeing.
But Cohen says there's been a slow or even non-existent response to the lake's decline. California has a 10-year plan in place to address some of the problems, but not all of them, according to Bruce Wilcox.
One is a longer-term issue of what the sea might look like in, say, 20 years, 15 years.
Wilcox oversees Salton Sea policy for the state.
And the other is the fact that we are woefully behind in implementing anything.
That's why the Imperial Irrigation District wants assurances that it's not alone in paying for the problems the shrinking lake creates. The IID is prepared to push for those assurances before signing on to a multi-state water agreement among Arizona, California, and Nevada. It would cut back the amount of water the states can have during prolonged droughts. Again, the Pacific Institute's Michael Cohen.
The environmental community, the water agencies, I suspect most of the farmers agree we should be doing things like this. So it's not even a lack of consensus. It's just a lack of political will.
Back on the shoreline, the Imperial Irrigation District's Jessica Lovecchio and others have adopted the phrase smaller but sustainable to describe the Salton Sea's future. In that motto, there's a resignation that the lake will never be what it once was.
I'm from the Imperial Valley. I grew up here, so it has a special place in my heart. I would like to see it as, you know, a place that I can bring my kids, future grandkids, to come and enjoy.
That will depend on the ability to manage the lake's decline, a responsibility that's not just limited to this area, but the entire Colorado River watershed. I'm Luke Runyon.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.